This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Gaza now say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 45 Palestinians and wounded dozens in the area of the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah, designated for the displaced. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Video obtained by Reuters showed several children receiving medical treatment after the strike. The International Committee of the Red Cross said its field hospital in Rafah was receiving an influx of casualties and that other hospitals were also taking in a large number of patients. Earlier on Sunday, the Israeli military said 8 projectiles were identified crossing from Rafah, prompting sirens to sound in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv for the first time in months. Video obtained by Reuters showed the remains of a rocket outside a school. Another rocket struck the roof of this home in Herzliya, north of Tel Aviv. The military added some of the projectiles were intercepted and reported no casualties.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Speaking from Brussels, where European Union foreign ministers are meeting, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said an order by the UN International Court of Justice last week calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza must be respected and implemented.
What we have seen in the immediate hours is that Israel continues the military action that has been asked to stop. Also, Hamas is launching rockets against Israel, so both sides don't respect the ruling of the court.
Borrell said that accusations by the Israeli government that the ICJ prosecutor acted out of anti-Semitism were completely unacceptable. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Madrid Monday, where he's set to meet with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and sign a security deal through which Spain will supply Kyiv with $1.23 billion worth of weapons. Spain's King Felipe welcomed Zelensky on the tarmac at Spain's Barajas airport, a gesture underlying the importance Spain has placed on the visit. Zelensky later met with Sanchez ahead of a joint news conference scheduled for later in the afternoon. This is VOA News. China's premier agreed Monday to revive a three-way cooperation with South Korea and Japan in the face of shared challenges, but issued a veiled rebuke against the two countries expanding their security cooperation with the United States. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Chinese Premier Li Qiang met South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Seoul in what was their country's first such trilateral meeting in more than 4 years. Many experts say just restarting the country's highest level annual meeting and agreeing on the need to improve ties is a positive sign for cooperation among the three Northeast Asian neighbors, as they all face economic uncertainties caused by wars and instability around the world. But how drastically their cooperation will be promoted is unknown, as the three countries have a range of long-running complex issues. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Officials in the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea Monday said as many as 2,000 people could be buried alive by a massive landslide that occurred there last week, as the treacherous terrain and the difficulty of getting aid to the site raises the risk few survivors will be found. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Estimates of those killed in the landslide around the Yambali village in the country's north have been rising steadily since Friday. Local media on Monday reported that residents had rescued a couple trapped under rubble after hearing their cries for help. But treacherous terrain and the remote location raises the risk that few further survivors will be found. A UN official said the first excavator did not reach the site till late on Sunday, more than 2 days after the landslide. And nearby tribal warfare, which killed at least 8 people on Saturday, has forced aid workers to lodge nearly 40 miles away, rather than staying closer to the site, which has further hampered relief efforts. CARE International estimates 4,000 people were living near the affected area.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Closing arguments, jury instructions, and perhaps a verdict. A major week looms ahead for former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial is all wrapped up after more than 4 weeks and nearly 24 witnesses, most of them for the prosecution, and none of them Donald Trump for the defense, meaning the case heads into the pivotal final stretch of closing arguments, jury deliberations, and possibly a verdict. It's impossible to say how long all of that will take, but in a landmark trial that's already featured its fair share of memorable moments, this week could easily be the most important. Julie Walker, New York.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.